Reigning in light, resilience. Resilience. It's about adapting and recovering from life's challenges and struggles. Resilience is a big word and holds a heavy meaning to a human who's deemed to be strong or hold enough strength to come out of situations that some deem unimaginable, and some situations that are simply tough for the average person. Resilience refers to the ability to tolerate stress, high and extreme levels of stress. Resilience is like a spring or a strong elastic. After being stretched out, it bounces or comes right back. Resilience happens when the unfortunate occurs in life. The occurrence could come in the physical form, mental form, emotional form, social form, and of course, the spiritual form. A resilient person is one who learns to remain persistent and not give up. It's one who falls down, and sometimes many times, and continues to get back up. Resilience can be learned and by practicing acceptance of all that we cannot control. Practicing self-care brings us closer to resiliency and building healthy connections. This is familial and other social supports. By doing and practicing these things, we will become more self-aware, naturally developing self-control and problem-solving skills. Resilience is us giving credit to life happening and recognizing that not everything will always go according to our plan, his plan, her plan, or theirs. Resilience. Some have referred to young children being resilient when they are impoverished, disadvantaged, or living what seems to be unjust to others. These children may be simply surviving and without resilience, and only because they have not had to adapt to all that they know. They are living within what they know and what they have in all that they know. Resilience for the children would come if their situation changes, and so much so that they would have to then adjust. Physical resilience is how we age well, and eating a proper diet, nutritious diet, exercising and resting well, and at all times when we are feeling tired. This includes breaks throughout our day to prevent exhaustion. Mental resilience is us taking care of our aging mind in the same manner as our physical, and also adding in healthy social connections. Being mindful of our consumption of the media and social media, and choosing to read literature and practice other healthy hobbies. Emotional resilience is being able to self-regulate in all times, including a crisis. Emotional resilience is being able to remind ourselves that stressors are temporary and not a part of our permanent identity or a part of our permanent plan. Emotional resilience is being able to exercise boundaries that we create for ourselves, and managing our self-control in all situations. Social resilience is avoiding isolation when life stressors leaves us anxious, saddened, angry, or depressed. Social resilience is us choosing to have, to hold, and to maintain healthy social connections that support our overall well-being. Spiritual resilience is our choice to trust ourselves, the universe, and our higher power, and in all that we do, It is a choice to lead our lives in this way. Living in this way places us within the driver's seat to discovering and obtaining meaning in our life. Spiritual resilience is being open to change. It's welcoming it when it comes, and because we know that it is inevitable and will allow us to grow. Through this, we value looking at the world from different perspectives. Our complaints lessen. We naturally become kinder and more compassionate beings because all of this is decreasing our stress. Spiritual resilience is us practicing meditation, prayer, and daily reflections. When all of these things are in place in our life, we are reminded of all that we are grateful for, and helping others becomes easier. So does forgiving others, and certainly forgiving ourselves. Spiritual resilience is being here and giving each day our all. It is appreciating each moment and intentionally being present. Deep breath in, slow breath out. Through all storms, calmness surrounds us because we are the calm. Through our calm, we take steps with faith because we no longer carry weights of worry, of fear, and of lies. Deep breath in, slow breath out. We are spreading love and peace because we radiate light. In this moment, and more than anything, and because it is eternal, we desire spiritual growth. Resilience is a strong way of coping with the adversities of life. It is coping through discrimination, tragedy, threats, work and home challenges. This is just to name a few. For some, resilience is not a choice. And here we think about those impoverished children or families in war-torn countries, or those who've lost all that they've had to disasters, natural or man-made. This is those people and persons who are in abusive relationships and at home, at work, and in all sorts of places. Resilience. This is why, again, we move to resilience being something that we can build into. And after we recognize what we've gone through or what we've been through and choose to still grow and possibly to give strength to others. While we build into being resilient, it is not necessarily a choice as if we can pick something else. We do not have to aim to be resilient, as it is us allowing ourselves to process our emotions and understand how we respond to the stress of our world. Building into resilience and not having it as a choice makes us think of marginalized groups who have to keep going because the other option is not to, and that just would not work. Marginalized groups of people more than resiliency hold a survivor's mentality. This is true for all of those who are going through life's challenges. It's a survivor's mentality that is holding them. Being resilient does not move stress. Even as we build into it, it just changes our view of the stress. Building ourselves into resiliency will make us stronger. It will make us wiser and deeper within our spirit. Build ourselves with reigning and light.